What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous the Author, and I am back with another podcast episode. I appreciate you guys for stopping by as usual. Today we have a fun little topic. If you guys are into podcasting other than this one, of course, you've heard of the Joe Budden versus Charlemagne situation, iHeart versus Spotify, essentially, even though Spotify is not with Joe Budden, or Joe Budden's not with Spotify anymore. And this really comes down to independent versus joint ventureship, or ownership versus having other hands in the pot. I'm not saying that anything's wrong with that, but we'll discuss that in a little detail later about, you know, their points of view, what I think about it, and where they're coming from. So with that being said, I mean, we're just really going to jump into the podcast. We got a good one for it. Well, I have a good one for you guys. I'm running solo today. Homie isn't here to help me out today, but hey, we gonna fly solo. We're going to see how it goes. And hopefully everything runs smoothly. But I got a little quote from Miss Brandy L. Bates, an author and entrepreneur, from her book Moonshine for the Soul, A Path to Strength, Wisdom, Growth, Health, and Happiness. This book can be found on Google Books, so please check her out, please support her, and if you find a way to contact her, just let her know that Anonymous the Author is doing his best to put on some awesome authors and writers. Anyway, man, let's just jump right into it. Lego. No matter what the industry you choose to ultimately invest all of your time and energy in, be sure you're the owner, founder, and CEO. Remember, if you don't own it, you can't control it, nor can you depend on it. To me, a very powerful quote. I mean, that is the foundation of a lot of the spirit that entrepreneurs come up with. A lot of the time, entrepreneurs, you hear stories of them getting fired from somewhere and going somewhere else and creating their own unique item or brand or branding or something like that. And I definitely have to agree with that. I mean, that's really where it all starts, is just getting fed up with the day in and day out, man. I mean, that's how I felt. That's really what made me start this podcast, was just I was tired of going into work every day. Not saying that I'm still not forced to go into work, you know, a 9-to-5, but I'm trying to create a different path, man. Like, for real. If I'm keeping it a band with you, I'm doing my best to create my own kind of lane. I support anybody that has a 9-to-5. I'm not going to be like a B. Simone and just crap all on anybody who has a 9-to-5. I mean, it's definitely dependable. It's definitely recurring. It's definitely it's a safe safety net. You know, you can go somewhere, you know, a couple hours out of the day and really get paid on a bi-weekly, weekly, or, you know, semi-monthly basis, monthly, however you get paid. So there's definitely nothing wrong with that. The problem comes in is when you feel like you're being undervalued, or you feel like that they are not truly appreciating your talent. They don't need to. And there's nothing special about you in that company. There's nothing. If they choose to invest in you, that's absolutely fine. But they're totally in their right to fire you without warning, without need, or without warrant. If you look at the paperwork that you sign when you first get hired on, there is usually a line in most American corporations that say we can fire you without due cause, or you know, without prejudice. So they can, for whatever reason, fire you. Now, if you find out that there are some behind the scene issues, then you can sue. You can definitely sue. But just getting fired for no reason, or without them promising you income, or without any of that, you have nothing, man. Hourly workers are just, you know, they call them slave wages, because you are at the slave. You're at the boss of that corporation, man. Like, they tell you to be in there at 8, you bring your ass in at 8. If not, you might not have a job. So, I mean, I definitely see the good and bad. And it's just really just like, I don't want to say anything that's considered controversial or that might come off as mean, but I've always hated 9-to-5s. I mean, ever since this podcast has started, you guys know how I feel about this. This isn't anything that I've hidden or anything new that you guys weren't expecting to hear from me, man. I hate 9-to-5s with a passion. I feel like everybody in the world has so much more skill and so much more ability than they're allowed to believe. I believe that so many people in this country are suffering from depression and suffering from so many mental anguishes because they're kept, you know, under the boot in so many instances. Like, yo, you only making $10 or $11 an hour. You only making $15 or $16. You only making $20 or $25. You only making... I mean, that's good and fine, but how much do you think the bosses are making? I mean, they had Disney not too long ago. Even with all this pandemic stuff, their CEO still got paid $10 million for his bonus. If you think that during all this stuff that people still aren't making a ridiculous amount of money, you are sadly mistaken. That's why I don't understand these people saying, hey, we need to rise up and don't let the government give us money and that's socialism. And I'm like, clearly people don't know the game that's being played right now. This is all a game. If you think that the day that coronavirus didn't break out, people made millions, you are dead wrong. Matter of fact, there was somebody in Congress who was getting investigated because he sold a huge portion of his stocks, a man and a woman, I believe, that sold a huge portion of their stocks when coronavirus originally hit and made bank because stocks plummeted. Their investments in the companies plummeted. Not only did they make a crap ton of money, they told people that coronavirus wasn't going to be a big deal. If that's not a game, I don't know what you want to call it, man. I don't know. I don't have anything else for you. If you can't look at that and say, yo, man, we are being gamed. The system is being gamed. Then I don't know what to tell you. And if they gonna make their money, why can't the Americans that pay millions in taxes, trillions, billions? Like, the American people are the lifeblood of this country. And you people don't think that we deserve some kickback? Oh, well, inflation is going to... The Fed controls inflation, man. You see that they keep interest rates at zero. You see that they still trying to do their trade to make sure that they still make a lot of money. But, hey, the average working class American don't deserve a check, right? People going into work every day busting their ass don't deserve to get some of their taxes back that they pay into. I'm just shocked that Republicans say it because they the ones who's for less taxes. Isn't getting some of your taxes back at the stimulus, isn't that the same as cutting taxes? But hey, look, they rather just cut taxes for corporations, right? They rather just payroll tax, right? That's what they want to do. Yeah. So you can get an extra $50 on your check while they've been breaking in millions. I mean, that's fine. That's fine, man. Like I say, I'm a Democrat, but I have no belief or trust or want to understand or believe in this government. It's just it's a game. It's a game and they're playing it beautifully. They are playing it so smoothly. But no, regardless of what you do in this country or at your workplace, there are people above you and beyond you that are making money off of you. It's just how it is. At any stage of making money, people are making more money off you. If you're working in a company, that company is making millions. If you're working on a factory line and have hourly wage you're making, the products that you're making, they're selling and making a lot more than you can ever even understand. And then he goes into who's making the stuff, who else gets a commission. People are making millions sleeping in their bed at night while hardworking people wake up, bust out 8 to 12 hours a shift a day, working 5 to 7 days a week just so they can sleep in a shitty apartment or make enough money just to not be broke. And there's nothing right with that. People wake up every day, bust their ass, and then come home just to barely make it. That's not fair to me. And yet the CEOs, man, let me tell y'all about these CEOs. And I'm going to keep it a band with you. If you think a CEO has anything that you don't, you're sadly mistaken. These CEOs, business CEOs don't really, I know this is going to sound like, what is he talking about? A lot of these business CEOs just make decisions. And they just make decisions off of information they have. Don't everyone in America, in the world, do the same thing? If you're walking down a road and there's some people in front of you with guns and pistols and, a walking shark, if they got the Hulk and Batman, well, not the Hulk and Batman, we got to do some villains, Joker, Juggernaut. If you walk down the street and you see all of those things in front of you, but to the right, there's $50 million. There's Captain America and Batman and Thor and everybody's like, come on and join us. Where are you going to go? It's not even a hard decision, which is exactly how I feel about CEOs. They don't make hard decisions. They get information and then they make a decision based on that. But that's nothing. I've worked for CEOs who I thought were complete idiots, who I thought were like, yo, I don't know how you got this job, man, but let me tell you something. You are the luckiest mofo in the world. So, yeah, I mean, you listening to this podcast, whoever you are listening, you can be a CEO, no problem. If you choose to wake up tomorrow And you just be like, man, I feel like making a business. I feel like doing my own thing. I feel like hustling. I feel like you can totally do that. There's nothing in the world that says that you can't seek out your goals. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It's just the game that they play with us just is totally not fair. It just totally isn't. And I can't stand for it. And that really is what leads me into the Joe Budden versus Charlamagne situation. Now, for those that don't know, Charlamagne has started a joint venture with iHeartMedia, I believe. And they're doing a Black Effect podcast, which is cool, man. I mean, we definitely want to see more Black voices, me being one of them. So, yeah, Charlamagne, if you listen to this, man, holler at your boy. Let's work out something. No, I'll just play it. I like being independent. But Charlamagne is having a joint venture with iHeart Radio, and they're creating a Black Effect podcast, which is a 50-50 venture, which means that Charlamagne will get 50, iHeart will get 50, and they're going to go on it together and just see how it works out. Joe Budden, on the other hand, he is saying that he is completely independent. Now, this is just going by word of mouth. I didn't look into any super depth about what's going on, but Joe Budden owns his podcast. According to him, he owns his IP. He owns his domain. He's saying that he owns everything about his podcast. So the big discussion is Joe Budden decided to leave Spotify, who he was with, because he felt like he was not being valued properly. And he felt like that they were not doing him correctly. They offered him Rolexes. They offered him, you know, they wouldn't give any money back to his fans just to say that, hey, we support you. And they felt, Joe Budden felt like that was wrong. And so he decided to walk away. Charlamagne's issue is that, hey, man, this is on you. You've got a bad attitude, a bad personality. If you don't have the pull to bring in like that kind of money that you're demanding in negotiations, then you should just really take what you're given. That's what Charlamagne is saying. And Joe Budden is like, nah, fam, I'm doing this by myself. This is me. I can do whatever I want to. My thing about that is I think personally, Joe Budden's in the right. I know that Charlamagne is the more popular of the two personalities. I don't even know what they're not radio personalities because Charlamagne's on radio, but Joe Budden isn't. But they're of the two personalities, Charlamagne is bigger. So a lot of people are taking his side. But just with the quote from Miss Bates from earlier, ownership is everything. I mean, with ownership, you have all the power in the world. You can do what you want. You can pack up your stuff and leave. You can do anything. Like, it's the difference between owning a car and not owning a car. And when I say owning a car and not owning a car, I don't mean like doing Uber. I mean just the convenience of being like, hey, man, I'm ready to leave. Let me get in my car and go. Versus having to wait on an Uber or somebody to take you home. You're at their mercy until that they're ready to go or ready to come pick you up. And that's what's going on here with Joe Budden and Charlamagne. Joe Budden is like, look, I'm done. They're not giving me the money that I want, regardless of how much he's asking for. If it's $250 million and it's $250 million, he feels like his podcast is worth that. And with how much that they were offering Joe Rogan and how much they brought in The Ringer for on Spotify, it's like, I mean, it's not crazy to ask for that. They're throwing around buku money. Like, these podcasting is really starting to explode. Podcasting is really starting to pay a lot of people's bills. And these major platforms are starting to catch on to the wave and starting to throw a ridiculous amount of money at people, like an absurd amount. And some people like it and some people don't. Some people say, hey, man, you're not a part of in Joe Budden's case. He's like, look, people ain't even a part of this culture. They're trying to make a living off this culture. So I'm going to make a living for myself and what I own and make sure that people that come after me know that you don't have to be stuck in a 50-50 split with an iHeart, that you can come out here and get it out the mud and just hustle and get as much money out these mofos as you want. And to me, there is nothing wrong with that statement. Yeah, they owe you. That's the way that I've always felt. Always. Ever since I first started working a 9-to-5 is y'all owe me. Yeah, I got up at 9 to come here, but what y'all, just because you paying me, that ain't enough. CEO got a bonus of $100,000. The CEO of the place that I work for, you know what he did? He took a 1 month vacation. There's no one on an hourly wage at that place that could ever hope to take a 1 month vacation. Come to find out, dude was working 3 days out the week and still bringing in six figures. at the all the means. Oh, he's a great worker. He doesn't work a lot, but man, he gets things done. That's the CEO of the company. Didn't have any formal education. Finished high school. Worked his way up. Hey, man, I appreciate you for working your way up, man. I tip your hat to you, brother. But what you're telling me is that I can be in your spot. I deserve the same check that you're getting. And then from there, I just was like, I got to get my own money. Like ever since that moment happened, I was like, yo, this is not a fair game at all. To me, I feel like the hourly workers will make more than the CEOs of the company. We dealing people in the hourly wages. We bringing in the most money. You just make decisions behind a desk. I mean, if we keeping it a band, like, I mean, I guess if people want to say, well, this is his position. He's in a position of power and he was chosen by people. You was chosen when you got interviewed, man. If you're working at a place for 7-8 years and they still ain't paying you $6,000, why? There's nothing that you can tell me that will justify why an hourly worker does not deserve a six-figure check. It just even at McDonald's, I don't feel like that they're making enough. $15 minimum wage is not enough to me still. I've never understood this infatuation with authority. People just bend over and bow down to, like, oh, you're an elected leader, or hey, you're, you have a bunch of money, or it's just like, that's nothing. There's nothing that separates people. Everyone is the same. Everyone is an equal. So I'm not going to envy you. I'm not going to look at you and be like, man, I really wish I was in that position. Or, man, I really wish, I wish I was you. I'm not going to hate on you. I'm not going to look on anybody with hate because I don't see a difference between you and me. Like, even if they say, hey, man, he got the flyest girl. Yo, he got the flyest whip. I don't care. I've never seen a situation and been like, man, I envy the hell out of that. I hate him because he got what I ain't got. It's like, kudos to you. But that don't mean that you're better than me in any aspect. Like, you people, famous celebrities all over got millions of dollars, but they suffering with mental health. They suffering with suicidal tendencies. I mean, if you believe in the Illuminati, they sacrificing people. So how good is their life really? How much of an insight do you really have into their day-to-day lives, man? Because let me tell you, money don't solve problems. It don't. Even if you had everything you wanted in your life, you would still be wanting something else because that's just how the human condition works. That's just how people are. You're always going to want something bigger, better, shinier, faster, and cooler. That's how technology works. Every year they come out with something new because they can, because they want to, because they try to innovate, because there is a corporate incentive that they want to, make as much money as possible. But it's just the way humans are. So I don't think it's fair to really look at either one of their situations with hate or disdain. But if I had to pick a side, I'm definitely going with Joe Budden. Charlamagne, shout out to the 50-50 venture. And I'm sure iHeartMedia is going to give him all the help in the world. I'm sure that they're going to lift him up and promote him and do everything that they can to make sure that this is a success. But if it's not a success, they will be just fine. At the drop of a dime, they could end this venture. I mean, I don't know what the contract, what the contract specifically states, but most corporations in their contracts, they are very good at creating contracts that do not let them take a loss. You might take a loss. You might be all in on something. You might take a loss, but no, they're not taking the losses. That's just how it goes. And they were bringing up how they said Kanye West masters, which are, if you're not familiar, are the master recordings, are the full recordings of music that you can have if you own them, which is usually what record labels are after. When artists sign, they want to own your masters because that's where all the money is at. They're saying that Jay-Z sold Kanye's masters to, I believe it was Universal when he left Rockefeller, when he sold Rockefeller. And I saw that, and my whole comment and thinking process was, no, he didn't. It might have been in the deal, but I'm sure he had no say in that. I'm sure Universal had the contract so tight and wrapped up that if he didn't pay out Kanye, if he didn't give up Kanye's masters and he wasn't getting out of his deal. I mean, these companies don't play fair. They just don't. And I'm not here to say Jay-Z is any kind of saint. He's not. I mean, he's definitely screwed people over. He's definitely one of those people like, yo, I'm out for myself and my family. I can't really disagree with that. But I mean, I'm not going to act like Jay-Z is a saint, but it's business. Once you put that pen to that paper, once Kanye signed with Jay, this is no longer a friendship. I no longer have to look out for your best interest. It would be nice. It would be cool if I looked out for your best interest. Hey, man, that would be a stripe, a badge of honor, but not necessarily going to happen. And I know that's not fair. I know that's wrong, and people should really be looking out for your best interest. But once you sign and become an employee of somebody, they no longer have to look out for your best interest. You know what I mean? Like, hey, bro, we appreciate you, big fan. Hey, man, you did. Yeah. Hey, them songs was hot, B. You one of the biggest celebrities, dog. And then when they leave, they talk shit about it. Which is why it's always my motto has always been, hey, call me whatever you want, but don't call me broke. You know what I'm saying? I know people talk about me behind my back. I'm sure they talk about me behind my back. Matter of fact, I would be upset if they didn't talk about me behind my back. But as long as I got my cash, as long as I'm getting paid, as long as I'm feeling happy, as long as I'm in a good mood, man, leave all that talking for the birds, man. That's a female quality anyway. If you a dude and you talking about what somebody else got going on, I'm questioning your manhood. Like, that's a female trait. But a lot of guys these days, I mean, they really just don't know how to be stand-up individuals. Like, I was raised with a Southern mindset, man. I was raised with certain morals and values that people just don't believe in today, man. And I also have my own morals and values that I don't know where they came from. Because a lot of people disagree, but hey, it's in my head, man, and I'm going to live my life. Like, I don't know. It's just a lot of controversy. Like, men and women going back and forth. Men and women don't know what they want. Men and women really don't know what they want. We just argue all the time. We fight, but I think there's a lot of love still there. I think the internet really clouds. I think the internet is a good thing because it's definitely brought people together, but it definitely can be an ugly place where people are beefing, man. It's like, yo, y'all are going too deep. Y'all never going to see each other. Y'all so like, if you look at the comment section on YouTube, man, it is hilarious. Like if you're up for it, you can really just get drunk and like just scroll the YouTube comments and have a blast. Like, don't even watch the video. Just scroll through the comments and just listen to everything they're talking about. It is hilarious. But yeah, I mean, that's neither here nor there, man. I've always enjoyed like natural reactions out of people. That's always been my thing my entire life. I've always like that's why I'm really into reaction channels on YouTube. I watch quite a few of them. I won't name any here, but I have an actually previous podcast I've named them. But I've always been a fan of watching people's natural, unfiltered reaction. Even in my personal life, I love showing people videos and let them listen to music that they've never heard before. And then I love to like get their feedback and thoughts on it. So yeah, YouTube is definitely a very entertaining place to go when you need some entertainment, man. You can definitely see the world for what it is. Like I say, I'm anonymous, the author, baby. You can see all the anonymity in the world and how it makes people act. And they definitely get very ornery on YouTube, man. It's hilarious. But yeah, anyway. Yeah, man, I ain't got too much longer, man. We 23 minutes in. Usually, y'all know I try to let these go for about 30 minutes. Nothing too serious. Just a light little check-in, a little bit of fun with y'all, man. So who do y'all think are right? I mean, between Charlamagne and Joe Budden. Like I said, I'm all about ownership. Joint ventures like Charlamagne is doing is cool because the company helps you with its resources, but it's not free. I mean, it's 50-50. So you're only getting half of all the income that comes in. That's what 50-50 means. Not only is it 50-50 business venture, it's 50-50 everything. They split everything down the middle. which I don't know how that is with expenses, because a lot of artists have gotten screwed in the past because these labels have been like, oh no, that wasn't all an expense. Yeah, that was all on you. That's coming out of your money. Yeah, we're not doing anything. We're not paying for that. So it's like, how much 50-50 is really 50-50? I mean, like I said earlier, these companies are going to make money off of you. It just is what it is. There's nothing that you can really do to get away from it. If you're working for the company, which is why I agree with Joe Budden, it's like, look, I'm going to do my own thing. I am the product. I am the masters in this situation. I'm the masters of my destiny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I own that. If nothing else, you can't tell me nothing. So if he gets his $250 million, good for him. If he don't, he can always renegotiate for something else. It's like he's trying to find his own way. He's trying to find his own path. And it's like, I don't understand how people are hating on that. It's like, regardless of if he's agreeable or not, do you know how many people you work with that are or are not agreeable? How many people in your family? Matter of fact, how many CEOs are assholes? It's like, just because you're an asshole doesn't mean that you're wrong in every situation. Just because you don't agree with somebody or like them personally, that don't mean nothing. And Charlamagne's Black Effect podcast don't mean that he's going to be the next big thing. Everything has a time window. I mean, I'm sure, you know, with how iHeart is trending, I'm sure that they'll be successful, but there's no guarantee. It's just like with Joe Budden, there's no guarantee that he's going to be successful, that he's going to get his 250. He might just get two or three million, not 200 or 300, 2 or 3 million. There's no guarantee that what he's going to make is going to just going to blow it out the water. But he has that right to go in and see like, yo, man, I demand this, this, and this. Let's see what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So, yeah. Anyway, man, we're coming to a close here. And I just really want to thank everybody out there, everybody listening, everybody who's been watching me on YouTube, everybody who's been just supporting all over the globe, all over the world, man. We made it to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I just submitted my application to be monetized. So thank you guys very much for that. This is really this is honestly all due to you guys. You guys have been subscribing. You guys have been liking. It's just the start of the journey. It's really just the beginning of a long path for me. I really appreciate you guys, man. I mean, without you guys, none of this would even be possible. This journey that I'm currently on, that I really wished I started a long time ago, honestly, has been a fun one. It's been a tumultuous one. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of ups and downs, but I'm having a great time, man. I'm trying to make some more opportunities for myself. Definitely still pursuing the comedy, as you guys know, definitely still doing the music. And I'm always going to continue to podcast. I mean, this is just such a fun outlet, such a fun release to just vent to you guys. As I said, you can support through Cash App. You can support through Patreon. I mean, you can support a million and one ways if you would like to. If you'd like to follow me on social media, at Anonymous Rap Guy, exactly how it sounds. And you guys are awesome, man. you guys just don't know how important this is to me. I mean, I know you guys, I'm not crying. I just got the sniffles. This allergies are kicking my butt here at Cincinnati. But without you guys, I really don't know, like, I don't know, because I've always known that I couldn't do a 9-to-5. I've always felt that in the back of my head. I've never been good at it. I've honestly never been good in any job that I've ever had. I've always either messed something up or got reprimanded or came in late or, you know, just I'm just not good at it. But creating, I've always been good at creating. I've always been good at like being a creative, and I just don't see a lot of jobs for creatives like that. As you guys know, I'm a fan of Kev on Stage and the whole All Deaf fam. And I see how they did things, how they got into All Deaf, and they were able to be content creators. And that is a cool job. But I don't know if anything like that exists here where I currently am located. I definitely have been searching. But what I've realized in media and really in general with content creation and dealing with social media and dealing with marketing and all that, is it's really what successes have you had. Even if you don't have the formal education, if you have successes, if you have a big following online, places will give you a look, even for employment. Not even just like, hey, we want you to headline or anything like that. They will give you employment. If you have a good following on social media, like, yeah, I did all this myself. I can bring this to your company. They will definitely give you a look. They will absolutely give you a look. And to me, that's pretty cool. Just to know that there is a career in the fields that I'm chasing. And I mean, we'll see what happens. I've always been a diligent worker, but I've never been good at the whole hourly thing. I've never been good at, they say I'm great at customer service. One of the biggest things that I get a lot of the time is that even in my performance reviews, when I was at my previous jobs, they've always been like, hey, we think your customer service is fantastic. And I'm like, dude, I hate people. I'm like, how am I great with customer service? And I hate people. I want them to get the hell off my face. Apparently that's been a trait of mine, but I don't like dealing with people. I'm an introvert, man. It's very draining dealing with people. And when you're working at a place for 2, 3, 4 years and all you do is deal with people, you just get burnt out. And that's what I've had in all my previous jobs. I would be fine sitting alone in a dark room for 16 hours out today. It's just something about dealing with people. I've never been good at the whole dating thing. I've never been good at the whole like communication thing. It's always just been like, yo, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. I am who I am. I can't change that. I wish I could. The only thing is that I've made it to this age with no kids. That's the only thing. Maybe one day that I want them. Maybe one day I look forward to it, but I'm just not in a rush to have kids, man. Oh, and it's a lot going on, y'all. Y'all gonna get all of it today. I just turned 30 on September 15th. Today is the 20th. This episode will be released on Wednesday every 2 weeks. This Wednesday and then the Wednesday after next, because it's every 2 weeks. And man, birthday came and went. Definitely was happy about that, man. Had a good time on the B-Day. Ate a lot of food. Spent some time with some loved ones, man. And just had a ball. Also in the news, Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed recently, so rest in peace to RBG. I found out about her on Parks and Rec from Leslie Knope. I can't remember what season it was, but I remember she had a picture of RBG. She met RBG in one of the episodes, and I believe also Hillary Clinton. If that was the other woman, I can't remember who the other woman was, but I remember Ruth Bader Ginsburg and how powerful and influential she was to Leslie Knope and how she admired her. And I just really started like looking more into RBG and seeing what Supreme Court cases she resided over, what decisions she had impacts on. She's a very powerful, strong woman. So that's impressive. That's impressive. And I've got nothing but all the most, you know, love, respect, honor, you know, all the superlatives that you can give a queen like that. She definitely deserves it. And she knew she was admired, man. She definitely got her roses while she was here, even though she had a lot of detractors and people who obviously hated her because, you know, she was left leaning, but it is what it is. That's the game that these politics play. So regardless of what way you lean, man, regardless of what color you are, regardless of what you believe, just know your boy Anonymous has love for you, man. I'm here. I'm chilling. About to go eat me a burger or something. The special something good, man. I hope y'all keep your heads up out there. I hope y'all be safe. I hope y'all be smart, but more importantly than anything else, man, be yourself. I catch y'all on the flip side. Anonymous out. Peace.